You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. I surrender all. We ask this question, do we? Like the song says, all to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love Him, trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, if we only did what those words say. A good friend of mine, Chris Patton, wrote a book. The book is titled, God is Not a Slot Machine. He addressed this mentality in this book. Many people think that if they're faithful, they don't have to worry about suffering or hard times. Are there examples of people that suffer because evil hates them? Satan hates you, and they're attacked. You are a righteous person. King David, one of the righteous men that ever lived. How was he attacked? Because he was righteous. What about Job? You know, we could go on and on. There is a man that used to be in our congregation. He died a few years ago. But he spent 4.5 years in a communist prison camp and was tortured every Sabbath. He suffered greatly. But God intervened when it happened. His name was Michael. Every Sabbath they would torture him because he wouldn't swear the oath to his country and he wouldn't violate the Sabbath. He wouldn't work. In the wintertime, they'd cut a hole in the ice and throw him in the freezing water. He told me when they did that, he felt heat on his legs. In the summertime, they'd put him in about a 3-foot-tall box out in the middle of a field with the sun beating down on it. It'd be 140 degrees in that box. They'd put him in there all day long. And, it wasn't comfortable. But God intervened. He didn't suffer like he normally would have. They beat him with a 2x4 on the Sabbath. In fact, it got to the point where the guard that would beat him with the 2x4 because he wouldn't work on the Sabbath would tell him to just cry out. So he'd beat him with the 2x4. Oh, oh. All because he would not compromise and violate what God said to do. The first time they beat him, he told me that his eyes swelled up, he knew he had broken bones in his arms, his legs, they swelled up. He couldn't even see, but God took the pain away. There was no pain at all. His body suffered and was beaten and broken, but he felt no pain. God intervened. He had surrendered all. He would never go against what he believed. He called him his God. He wouldn't compromise. They put him in front of a firing squad and all pointed their rifles at him and told him they were going to shoot him unless he'd swear the oath and work on Sabbath. He refused, and he was sure that they were going to kill him. They did not. 4.5 years tortured in a Romanian prison camp. This is the God he worshipped, and here's how you contact the congregation he worshipped him at. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.